今天是啊，今年的最后一天啊。
Today is the last day of this year.
弟兄姐妹安排我在这里跟弟兄姐妹有一些的劝勉的话。
Brothers have scheduled me to give to share some words with you.
其实我没有什么啊，也不配啊，给弟兄姐妹有些什么劝勉的话语。
Actually, we're not worthy to really say some encourage words to you.
其实弟兄姐妹也给我很多劝勉的话语。
Actually, I'm encouraged by the brothers and the sisters.
今天早上就啊，今天下午就啊，用一些主耶稣自己的话彼此的勉励。
This afternoon, may the Lord and He use His own words to encourage one another.
我们也思想一下主耶稣在地上面所做过的一件的事情。
And we can be reminded by one thing that Jesus has done on the earth.
这件事情就是主耶稣钉十字架以前的最后一个晚上。
That thing is the thing he did the night before he was crucified.
他跟门徒有一段很长的对话。
There is a long dialogue between him and his disciples.
他也跟门徒吃了一顿的晚饭。
He had the last supper with his disciples.
这就是我们一般都称为最后的晚餐的那个时间啊。
It's so called the last supper.
他做了一件的事情，今天下午我们一同来读一读的。
He did one thing. Let's read it together.
约翰福音的第十三章。
It's Gospel of John chapter 13.
今天我们要读一段非常长的一段话语啊。
We will read a long dialogue.
对，约翰福音十三章，我们从第一节一直读到第十七节。
Chapter 13, verse 1 to 17.
我们一同来读啊，一同来读。
Let's read it together.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既爱属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加勒人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神来的，又要归到神哪里去，就离时站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾擦，随后用水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚。又用自己所出的我看爱到西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你使我的脚吗？耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。彼得说，你永不可使我的脚。耶稣说，我若不使你，你就与我无份了。西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也有洗。耶稣说，凡洗过脚的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。我想你就说他对他们说，我向你们所做的你们明白吗？你们轻呼我夫子，轻呼我主，你们说的不错。我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且使你们的脚，你们也当彼此使脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们叫我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能代于主人，差人也不能代于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。好，这一段话大家都很熟悉。
I think everybody is familiar with this passage.
主耶稣在他被卖之前的最后一个晚餐的里面。
In the supper before he was betrayed.
主耶稣洗门徒的脚。
Jesus.He washed the feet of the disciples.
我想不但基督徒听过这个故事。
I think not only Christians heard this story.
就算你不是基督徒，大概你也听过这个故事。
Even if you are not Christian, you must have heard this story.
我们一般都觉得这个故事很感动我们。
We all often think this is a touching story.
因为主耶稣这么伟大的一个神的儿子。
He is such a great son of God.
他竟然是门徒的脚。
He even washed the feet of his disciples.
一般我们都觉得这是一个非常谦卑的一个的榜样。
We often think this is a very humble example.
我们都要学主耶稣的谦卑。
We all need to learn from his humble.
当然我们要学主耶稣的谦卑。
Of course, we have to learn from his humble.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
这个故事有比谦卑更深的意思在里面。
But this story, it has more meaning than only a humbleness.
是值得我们在一年的最后一个下午来好好的思考的。
So that we need to really think about, meditate it, in the end of the year.
好叫我们从明天开始一个新的年的时候。
So that in tomorrow is the new year start.
我们从一个新的脚步上面来开启一个新的一年。
So we can start from a new step.
我们先看看最后一节的圣经啊。
Let's see the last verse first.
就是十七节。
Verse 17.
你们既知道这事，若去行，就有福了。
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，主耶稣说。这是一个有福的一条路来的。
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus said, this is a blessed way.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在新的一年的里面。
Brothers and sisters, in the new year.
我们都非常容易说恭喜恭喜的话语。
We often say, congratulations.
我们也盼望我们在新的一年的里面蒙很多的福。
We often to want to get the blessings from in the new year.
我们也将福这个字呢贴在我们家的四周。
We even write down the word blessing and put it on our house.
我们就知道我们非常的盼望蒙神的祝福。
We always want to get the blessing from the Lord.
所以主耶稣就这里说，这是一个祝福的蒙福的路来的。
And Jesus said here, it's a blessed way.
所以不但是谦卑，而且是一个蒙福的一个秘诀。
It's not only humbleness, it's also a secret that you can get blessing.
这里不是说你们既知道这事就有福了。
It didn't say that if you know these things, you are blessed.
不是知道就有福。
It's not only you know it, then you can get blessing.
而是知道了还去行才有福。
Is that you, if you know it and you do it, then you are blessed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and
sisters, 这个故事我们每一个人都很熟悉。
Not everybody we're familiar with.
每一个人都很熟悉。
Oh, everybody is familiar with it.
但是是不是每一个人都实践去遵行呢？
But does everybody follow it and do it?
主耶稣说，你要这样行就有福了。
Lord Jesus said, if you do it, you are blessed.
这是秘诀。
This is the secret.
所以不要说你为什么没有蒙福。
So you don't ask why I'm not blessed.
你要问我有没有这样遵行主的吩咐。
You can ask yourself you have done it or not.
如果你照着主的吩咐去行的话，一定蒙福的，这是主耶稣应许我们的。
If you followed it and did it, you will be blessed. This is what we were told by Lord Jesus.
还有一个点呢，叫我们不能轻看这个故事的。
There's a second point that we cannot
not pay attention
to this story.
Right. 十五节来说，我给你们做的榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去说。
Verse 15. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
你听见姐妹说吗？ You should do.
You should do.
这是主耶稣的吩咐，是主耶稣的命令。
This is a command, and this is the command.
不单只是有福的一条路。
It's not only a blessed way.
而且是主耶稣吩咐我们、命令我们必须要做的。
It's also a command.
还有一个点是非常严肃的。
Another point is very serious.
第八节哪里说？彼得说：“你永不可使我的脚。”耶稣说。我若不使你，你就与我无分了。
verse 8, it says, Peter said, you cannot wash my feet. And Jesus said, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
弟兄姐妹, 这是很严肃的事情啊。
It's very serious.
如果我不死你的脚, 你就与我无分了。
If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
So brothers and sisters,
今天下午,
we need to think carefully of this passage.
如果我们知道这个事情发生的背景的话,
if we know the background of this story,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 你更觉得这个事情是严肃的,
you will think this story is this point is very serious.
因为从, 圣灵这个, 约翰从第一节到第三节, 告诉我们这个背景,
John told us this background in verse 1 to 3.
第一节他很说, 逾越节以前, 耶稣基督自己离世归服的时候到了。
Verse 1 says, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come that he should depart from this world.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 逾越节是什么东西来的?
So what is Passover?
这是逾越节的前一天。
This is the night before the Passover.
对于每一个犹太人来说,
for all the Jews,
逾越节是一个非常, 非常大的一个的节日。
It's a very big festival for Jewish people.
因为在他们的历史的里面,
because in their history,
曾经他们的祖先, 他们的祖宗在埃及那个地方做奴隶的。
Their ascendants were, they once were slaves in Egypt.
他们, 在埃及做奴隶的时候, 生活是非常的艰难, 非常痛苦的。
They suffered there in Egypt.
他们哀求神来拯救他们脱离这个的悲惨的环境。
They ask God to save them from the suffering.
他们不单只在一个非常艰难的环境的里面,
not only they are in a very hard circumstance,
而且他们面对, 埃及人要消灭他们整个的民族。
The Egypt want to destroy the whole nation.
因为, 埃及的皇帝曾经发了这样一个,命令。
Once the emperor of the Egypt, he had a command.
他说, 当犹太的, 犹太人生孩子的时候,
when Jewish people had Jewish women are giving birth,
如果是男孩子, 杀光,
if it is a boy, kill it.
如果是女孩子, 留着她,
if it is a girl, just keep her.
你就知道这是什么意思。
So what does that mean?
他们要消灭整个的犹太的民族。
They want to destroy the whole Jewish nation.
当犹太人面对这样的悲惨的命运的时候,
when they are facing this kind of circumstance,
他们来到神的面前求神来拯救他们,
they come to the Lord and ask for help.
神就拯救他们。
Then the Lord help them.
神怎么样去帮助他们呢?
How the Lord help them?
神说, 因为法老, 因为埃及王要这样的来, 对付, 神的子民,
the Lord said, since the Pharaoh wants to deal with my people this way,
我要给他们一个非常清楚的一个的, 一个的, 信号,
I want to give them a miracle sign to them,
让他们知道我是神,
so that they know I am the God.
神就说, 我要今天晚上将 埃及人所有投生的全部都杀光,
so I will kill all the firstborn in Egypt.
无论是人, 无论是牲畜, 都是一样,
no matter it's the human or star, animals.
我, 但是我要将犹太人跟, 跟那个, 埃及人分开,
I will separate Egyptians and the Jewish people.
让他们知道, 我是犹太人的神,
so that they will know I'm the God of Israel.
或者说, 我是那些犹太人所敬拜的神,
so that I'm known as the God of Israelites worshipped.
对, 所以我吩咐, 藉著透過摩西來吩咐呢些嘅猶太人。
So I command Israelites through Moses.
你今天晚上每一家都要殺一隻的羊羔。
So every household need to kill one lamb.
將羊羔的血泡在門的門楣門框上邊。
You need to paste the blood of the lamb on your
doorpost. 啊，然後呢些天使要來消滅啊。埃及人的投生的呢
So the angels will kill the firstborn of the Egyptians.
他们看到一个房子有羔羊的血在门上面的，他们就不进去。
So when they see the blood of lamb, they will not go in.
第二天果然埃及投生的全部都死了。
So the second day, all the firstborn of Egypt were dead.
以色列人家里面的一个都没有死掉。
But all the families from Israel, they are all fine.
神用一个这样厉害的举动，要向埃及人证明他是神。
God used this great way to show that He is God.
犹太人那天就走了，离开埃及。
So that Israelites left Egypt that day.
神就用一个这么严肃的一个方法来拯救犹太人。
God used this serious way to save His people.
我们都很清楚的知道。
We know clearly.
羊羔就代表主耶稣基督。
Lamb represents.
当主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上面的时候。
When our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross for us.
我们的罪就被涂抹了。
Our sin was cleansed.
我们叫蒙拯救。
We are saved.
犹太人因为纪念神拯救他们。
Because Israelites, they remember the Lord has saved them.
每年都这样的来做。
So they do this every year.
每年都是这样的纪念神对他们的拯救。
They remember the Lord saved them every year.
那一天当他们要预备羊羔的时候
When they prepared the lamb that day,
主耶稣跟门徒吃最后的晚餐
Lord Jesus had supper with his disciples.
主耶稣知道他自己就是那只的羊羔
Lord Jesus, he knows that himself is the lamb.
第二天他就要被钉在十字架上边
He will be crucified the next day.
为了世人的罪
For the sin of the world.
他要流出他的宝血。
He needs to shed his blood.
只有他的宝血能够遮盖我们所有的罪。
Only his blood can cover all our sin.
只有他的宝血能够洗净我们所有的罪。
Only his blood can cleanse our sins.
所以这里说逾越节以前主耶稣做这件的事情。
So that's why it says here before the feast of the Passover he did this.
对主耶稣来说是非常一个心里面非常大的一个负担来的。
It's a great burden in Lord's heart.
主耶稣说，主耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
Jesus knew that his hour had come that he should depart from this world to the Father.
我们连下一分钟要发生什么事情我们都不知道。
We don't know what would happen next minute.
但是主耶稣完全的知道。
But he knows exactly.
主耶稣知道他明天就要被钉在十字架上面了。
He knows he will be crucified the next day.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and
sisters, 在这个时候
Now,
你想想
You think about it.
应该门徒洗耶稣的脚还是主耶稣洗门徒的脚
Should disciples wash the Lord's feet or the Lord should wash the feet of the disciples?
在一个这么紧张的时间的里面
And at this moment,
主耶稣快要离开他们了。
He's about to leave them.
主耶稣洗他们的脚。
He washed their feet.
这是可能叫我们感动的一件事情。
What a touching story is that?
然后他说，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
原来这不单是一个谦卑的故事。
It's not only the story of humbleness.
这是一个爱的故事。
It's the story of love.
我们真的是一般不知道什么叫爱的人。
We are the people that we don't know love.
如果不是主耶稣这样的爱我们。
If the Lord, if not the Lord love us so much,
we truly
don't know what is love.
就在主耶稣将要被卖的那个晚上,
the night before he was betrayed,
圣灵说主耶稣爱他们就爱他们到底。
The Spirit said he loved them to the end.
爱他们到底的意思就是说，不管他们是怎么样的光景，主耶稣都爱他们。
Love them to the end means that he loved them no matter what status they are.
他们真的不配主耶稣这样的为他们洗脚的。
They are not worthy that the Lord wash their feet.
但是主耶稣爱他们到底。
But the Lord loved them to the end.
主耶稣就做了这件事情。
So the Lord did this.
吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将骂耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加勒人犹大的心里。
And the supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of the Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，主耶稣知道犹大要出卖他。
The Lord knows that Judah will betray him.
主耶稣在这个时候，犹大还坐在这个桌子上面。
Judas is still at the table.
你能够想象主耶稣洗门徒的脚的时候
？Can you imagine when he washed the feet of the disciples?
犹大也在哪里
？Judas was still there.
主耶稣也洗他的脚。
And the Lord also washed his feet.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这就是什么叫主耶稣爱他们到底。
That's the meaning of how the Lord loved them to the end.
然后第三节，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里。
Verse 3, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
父已经将万有交在主耶稣的手里面。
The Father had given all things into his hand.
这里说主耶稣知道。
Here it says, Lord Jesus knows.
主耶稣不是不知道，他知道父已经将万有交在他的手里面。
He knows that God, the Father has given him all things.
他是万有的主，万有的元首。
He is the Lord of all things. He is the master of all things.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，是耶稣要洗门徒的脚啦，还是那班门徒应该一个一个的来？
Should the Lord wash his disciples' feet, or all the disciples should wash his feet?
我们在读下去的时候，他说：“且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神哪里去。”第三节。
And he had come from God and was going to God.
换一句话，主耶稣与神是同等的。
In another word, he is equal to God.
一个与神同等的主耶稣基督。
Lord Jesus is equal to God.
他竟然洗一班门徒的脚。
He even washed his disciples' feet.
你怎么解释呢
？How can you explain?
没有办法解释。
We can't.
只有主耶稣解释给我们知道。
But Lord explained to us himself.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那班门徒除了彼得以外
，all the disciples except Peter.
他们都。一句话都不敢说。
They dare not say anything.
我想他们真的是没有话可以说。
I think they cannot say anything.
他们实在是非常的震撼。
They are shocked.
我们的主，我们的夫子，竟然洗我们的脚。
Our teacher, our master, even washed our feet.
这是从何说起的了
？How can we explain this?
感谢主，藉着约翰的记载，我们就知道主耶稣洗门徒的脚的时候，那一种的细心，那一种的小心，是非常的叫我们不能不感动的。
We thank the Lord that John he wrote the story very carefully and very in detail, so that we know Jesus he washed his disciples' feet carefully.
你知道我们洗脚，我们很多时候都是快快的洗完就算数了。
We know that sometimes when we wash our feet, we just wash it very fast.
但是主耶稣非常小心的洗。
But Lord, He washed His disciples' feet very carefully.
你看看主耶稣怎么样死的了?
Let's see how He washed.
第四节哪里说, 他就立志站起来, 脱了衣服, 拿一条的手巾, 出腰, 随后把水倒在盘的里面, 洗门徒的脚, 并用自己所出的手巾, 擦干。
So here verse 4 says, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
主耶稣没有说,我死了你们脚里自己擦干吧。
He didn't say, I washed your feet, you just wipe it yourself.
主耶稣洗他们的脚。
He washed their feet, and he wiped them too.
多么温暖的一个举动。
Very warming action.
我们真的要感谢主，给我们看见我们的主爱我们是这么的细心、小心的。
We thank the Lord that He showed us how He loved us in detail.
我们的主绝对不是一些徒劳的人。
He's not a rude person.
他乃是很仔细的来服侍我们。
He served us in detail.
我们也因着彼得的对话，我们稍微领会主耶稣为什么做这件事情。
From the dialogue with Peter, we can understand a little bit.
当主耶稣跟彼得对话的时候，主耶稣这样说。
When the Lord had conversation with Peter, he said.
第十节那里说啊。
Verse 10.
耶稣说，凡死个脚的人，只要把脚一死。
Jesus said, He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean.
这句话呢,给我们有一些的提醒。
Here it has some reminder for us.
死脚跟我们全身那个死脚是两回事。
Wash your feet is different than bathing.
那当我们死掉的时候呢，死完了就全身都干净了。When
we wash our feet, you are clean, the whole body is clean.
那我们使我们，when you are showering,
the whole body is clean.
这是主耶稣说的。This
is what is said by the Lord.
这也是真的啊。This
is true.
当我们死掉的时候，take a shower 的时候啊，我们全身都干净了。
When you are taking shower, the whole body is clean.
那为什么还要洗脚呢?
So why do you need to wash your feet?
那这里给我们大概有这个的意思在里面。
So there's another meaning here.
我们都因为信主耶稣的缘故呢。
Because we believe in the Lord.
主耶稣的宝血洗净我们整个的人。
His precious blood cleans us all of us.
我们都被主耶稣完全的洗净我们。We
are cleaned by His blood.
一次得救就永远得救的。Once
we are saved, we are saved.
所以我们都被主耶稣的基督的宝血洗净我们了。We
are cleaned by His blood.
我们不会下地狱的了。We
are not going to the hell.
这是我们肯定的。We
are certain about it.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But dear brothers and sisters,
我们还活在这个世界上面。
We are still in this world.
我们还在这个世界上面行走的。
We are still walking on this world.
我们难免会沾染这个世界的污秽。
We often get dirty by this world.
We are defiled by the world.
We are defiled by the world.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹， 我在我们每天的生活里面， 我们难免会有错， 难免有defile。
When we live in this world, we often get defiled.
所以我们是要洗我们的脚。That's
why we need to wash our feet.
洗脚跟我们的得救是没有关系的。Washing
our feet is different than we are saved.
我们蒙主耶稣基督的宝血所洁净，我们是一个得救的人。We
are cleansed by our Lord's precious blood, so we are clean. We
所以,
are saved.
所以这个洗脚跟得救是没有关系的。We
this washing feet is there's no relationship with the We are saved.
感谢赞美我们的神，在这里给我们有这样的解释。
We thank the Lord. There is an explanation here.
我们里面就充满了平安。
So we are so peaceful here.
我们就充满了把握。
We are assured about it.
当我们信耶稣的时候，我们知道我们蒙主的救恩。
When we are saved, we know it's from His salvation.
但是在我们在这个世界上面生活的时候。
But when we live in this world.
就好像我们前天读那个哥林多后书的时候，感到家以事为人这件事情了。So
it's just like what we just read a few days ago, the Second Corinthians. You live in this world, the second.
Yes, Second Corinthians. 凡死过脚的人，只要把脚一死，全身就干净了。Verse
10 it says, "Who is bathed needs only to wash his feet."
所以我们是要彼此的洗脚。So
we need to wash one another's feet.
这是跟得救是没有关系的。There's
no relationship with the salvation.
那我们就问了，什么叫彼此的洗脚呢？So
what does it mean to wash one another's feet?
我们肯定不是真的是说。 拿一盘水来跟每一个弟兄姐妹洗洗你们的脚，不是这个意思啊。We
are sure that it's not really get a basin of water and wash one another's feet.
如果那个洗脚那个 shower 是代表主耶稣基督的宝血的话。If
the bath is represent a precious blood
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
那个洗脚呢？ 就代表我们跟弟兄姐妹中间的彼此的关系。So
washing feet, it means that we care about one another.
对，我们要彼此的勉励。We
encouraging one another.
彼此的帮助。We
help one another.
彼此的带导。And
pray for each other.
这就是彼此的施教。So
that means wash one another's feet.
我们不是真的只拿一盘水来的，不用这样啊。We
don't really need to bring a basin of water and wash one another's feet.
这里是指我们跟弟兄姐妹的关系。This
is talking about the relationship between the brothers and the sisters.
那如果是这样的话，If
this is the case,
那很简单，我们得出一个的结论。So
we can come with a conclusion.
第一。 我们每一个人的脚都是肮脏的。
First, all our feet are dirty.
我的脚也是肮脏的。
My feet are dirty.
所以我才需要彼此洗脚嘛。
That's why we need to wash one another's feet.
所以无论你是那么的神圣的人, 你的脚还是一样肮脏的。
No matter how great you are, your feet are dirty.
只要你是活在这个地上面,
As long as you live on this world, you will be defined by this world.
就会牵引这个世界的污秽。
You will be defiled by this world.
我们要承认我的脚是要死的。
We need to recognize my feet need to be washed.
你们的脚也需要死的。
Your feet need to be washed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 不要 单单看见别人的脚肮脏，不看见自己的脚肮脏。
Don't just look at other people's feet are dirty.
自己的脚也是肮脏的。
My feet are also dirty.
既然是这样的话呢, 我们就真的是要彼此的洗脚。
That's why we need to wash one another's feet.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 主耶稣不是这样说,
The Lord Jesus, He didn't say this.
他不是说你们每一个人都要洗自己的脚。Oh,
he didn't say that you need to wash your feet.
我们都是自己洗自己的脚。We
always wash our own feet.
但是主耶稣没有这样吩咐我们。But
the Lord Jesus, he didn't command this to us.
因为主耶稣知道我们要洍自己的脚，这个是我们都会做的。He
knows that we always will wash our own feet.
但是主耶稣说，你们要彼此的洗脚。But
the Lord said you need to wash one another's feet.
这是主耶稣的吩咐啊。This
is His command.
主耶稣没有说你的脚肮脏，你要洗你的脚。He
didn't say your feet are dirty. You need to wash your feet.
当然。 我们都是要洗自己的脚，这个是肯定的。
Of course, we need to wash our feet. That's for sure.
但是主耶稣不是这样说。
But he didn't say that.
主耶稣说你们要背起的十字架。
He said you need to wash one another's feet.
那从这个的啊，这个的吩咐的里面，
From、
我们也学到一点的功课。
We learn a lesson.
第一啊
，First，
啊，从我们要从主耶稣的话里面看见那个的那个的秘诀在哪里啊？
We can see the secret from his words.
第一个点呢，在第十三节那里，主耶稣讲几句话是很重要的。
The first point is from the verse 13.
他说：“你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错。我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，上下洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此施脚。”
He said.You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果主耶稣只是教导我们要谦卑的话，
If the Lord only teaches us to be humble,
主耶稣不用将他自己这个身份搬出来嘛。
He doesn't need to put his position there.
为什么主耶稣说我是你们的主，你们的夫子？
Why did he say, I'm your Lord and teacher?
如果主真的是要教导门徒谦卑的话，
If he is teaching the disciples to be humble,
主耶稣是，如果主耶稣是一个谦卑的榜样的话，
If he is the example of humbleness,
他根本不用提他那个的身份，
He doesn't need to mention his position.
他特别提到他的身份的时候，
He particularly say his position.
他说我是你们的夫子，是你们的主。
I'm your Lord and teacher.
我一句话很简单，弟兄姐妹。
In other words, it's very simple.
当我们彼此洗脚的时候，
When we wash one another's feet.
在这个的举动的里面，
In this action.
我们承认主耶稣是我们的主，我们的夫子。
We recognize the Lord is, Jesus is our Lord and teacher.
相反来说。
But in reverse,
如果你不愿意洗彼此的洗脚，
if you do not want to wash one another's feet,
你就是不承认主耶稣是你的主，你的夫子。
It means you don't recognize Jesus is your Lord and teacher.
就是这么简单。
It's simple like that.
也是这么的严肃。
It's very serious like that.
你承认耶稣是你的主吗？
Do you recognize Jesus is your Lord?
如果你承认耶稣基督是你的主，
If you recognize Christ is your Lord,
你一定要为弟兄姐妹背起的十字架。
You need to wash one another's feet.
不是你喜欢不喜欢的问题。
Regardless if you like it or not.
不是容易不容易的问题。
It's regardless if it is simple or not.
是你承认不承认耶稣基督是你的主。
It's a matter of you if you recognize Christ is your Lord or not.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
这
些话是很严肃的。
It's very serious.
这些话不是叫我们来谈谈，来彼此的研究研究。
It's not for us to talk about it and study for it.
主耶稣说你们要这样做。
The Lord said you ought to do this.
因为我是你们的主，你们的父子。
Because I'm your Lord and teacher.
我是这样的吩咐你们的。
I command you.
不是你可以做也可以不做。
It's not your option to do it or not.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
每一个弟兄每一个姐妹都不一样。
Every brothers and sisters are different.
我们的性格不一样。
Our characters are different.
我们的背景不一样。
Our backgrounds are different.
主耶稣没有说你跟他要好的弟兄姐妹你可以洗他的脚，不跟他要好的你不用。
The Lord Jesus didn't say if you are if you are close to these brothers or sisters, you can wash their feet. If you are not close to them, you don't have to.
主耶稣没有说，你们说中文的，你们要彼此洗脚；那些说英文的，不用。
He didn't say that if you all speak Chinese, you need to wash one another's feet. If you are speaking English, you don't need to.
没有。
He didn't say that.
是我们不同的背景。
We have different backgrounds.
在主的命令的里面。
In his command,
没有任何的条件。
There is no condition.
你们要彼此的施脚。
You ought to wash one another's feet.
第二点，
Second、
为什么要彼此的施脚？
Why do we need to wash one another's feet?
难道我们每一个人 使自己的脚就不够，不是够了吗？
Isn't it enough that we wash our own feet?
对，如果我们每一个人都看见自己的脚是肮脏的，
If everybody think see our own feet are dirty,
我们都自己去洗自己的脚，
and we wash our own feet,
我们都干净了，是不是的？
Then we are all clean.
这不是主耶稣的意思。
But this is not what he means.
当主耶稣说你们要彼此洗脚的时候，
When he said you ought to wash your one another's feet,
主耶稣让我们知道我们彼此是弟兄姐妹。
He wants us to know that we are brothers and sisters.
我们都是神家里面的人。
We are the members of Lord's household.
虽然在地上面我们有不同的背景，
Even though we have different backgrounds in the world,
或许我们有不同的性格，
Even though we have different characters,
但是因着主耶稣基督的宝血的缘故，
But because of his precious blood,
我们都是神家里面的人。
We are all members in his household.
我们都是兄弟姐妹。
We are brothers and sisters.
十个手指头都有长有短。
10 fingers has long ones and the shorter ones.
弟兄姐妹有长有短。
Brothers and sisters, there areLonger ones or shorter ones.
每一个人都不一样。
Everybody's are different.
但都是神的孩子。
But we are all God's children.
都是神的儿女。
We are all God's children.
我们都是兄弟姐妹。
We are all brothers and sisters.
所以我们要彼此的洗脚。
So that we need to wash one another's feet.
彼此的劝勉。
We need to encourage one another.
我们彼此的帮助。
We need to help each other.
我们彼此的带导。
We need to help.
这是主耶稣吩咐我们的。
This is the command from the Lord Jesus.
第三点。
The third point.
当主耶稣吩咐我们彼此的洗脚的时候。
When the Lord commands us to wash one another's feet.
主耶稣让我们知道，我们都是基督身体里面的一个的肢体。
He told us that we are members in the Christ body.
对，我们都是基督的身体的里面的。
We are all in the body of Christ.
就好像我这个身体一样。
Just like my body.
我这个身体有手有脚。
My body has hands and feet.
我的手能够做很多的事情。
My hands can do a lot of things.
如果我这个手跟我的身体脱离的话，
But if my hands are separate from my body,
这个手还能够做什么呢？
What can the hands do?
残肢是吗？
Disabled.
所以求主给我们有这个的看见。
So may the Lord help us to see this.
神不错，将我们一个一个的弟兄，一个一个的姐妹拯救回来。
It's true that the Lord has saved us one by one.
神的旨意不是单单要我们一个一个蒙恩典。
But His will is not only to save us one by one.
他要将我们放在一起。
He wants to put us together.
将我们放在一个身体的里面。
Put us into the same body.
只有一个的身体才能够将神的荣耀来发表出来。
Only the whole body can manifest His glory.
只有一个身体才能够将神的丰富来发表出来。
Only this body can manifest His fullness.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters.
基督徒有一个很奇怪的习惯。
Christians have a very weird habit.
就是要聚会。
Oh, to get together.
那我信主耶稣以后，为什么我不可以在家里面读圣经祷告就算了吗？
Why can't I just study Bible in my home?
为什么我不可以寄收就可以成圣呢？
Why can't I be sanctified by reading Bible myself?
为什么我一定要去聚会呢？
Why do I have to go to the meetings?
因为只有在聚会的里面，
Because only in the meetings,
才能够将身体的见证来发表出来，
can manifest the body's glory.
只有在聚会的里面才能够将这个身体的丰富来发表出来，
only in the meeting can manifest the fullness of the body.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要彼此的视角，就是因为我们承认我们都在一个的身体的里面。
We need to wash one another's feet. That means we need to recognize we are all in the same body.
我们不要满足于自己在主面前好好的追求。
We cannot be satisfied by we are in this body.
我们不要满足于单单自己来侍奉神。
We cannot be satisfied that we serve our Lord by myself.
因为无论 任何一个弟兄一个姊妹。
No matter, because for every brothers and sisters,
无论你多能干,
no matter how able you are,
无论你什么样的有才干,
no matter how great you are,
你只能够将基督身体的一个部分来发表出来而已。
You can only manifest one member of this, of this body.
只有整个的身体才能够将神的丰富来发表出来。
Only the whole body can manifest the fullness of God.
因为主耶稣借着以弗所书告诉我们嘛。
Because Jesus has told us in Ephesians.
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
是那充满万有者所充满的，意思就是说，这个的身体呢，是神的丰富所充满的。
He is all in all, and he is in everything, in all things.
只有这个身体能够将神的丰富来发表出来。
Only his this body can manifest his fullness.
所以主耶稣为什么说你们要彼此的洗脚，就是这个意思。
This is the reason why he said you need to wash one another's feet.
主耶稣知道我们可以洗自己的脚。
He knows that we can wash our own feet.
但是主耶稣说，你要彼此的洗脚。
But he said you need to wash one another's feet.
如果我们在家里面，那我们怎么可能彼此的洗脚了
？If we are in our own house, how can we wash one another's feet?
我的意思就是说，如果你是一个人在哪里的话，你怎么可以彼此的洗脚了
？What I'm saying is, if you are alone there, how can you wash other people's feet?
所以我们需要聚会，需要弟兄姐妹。
That's why we need the gatherings and we need to have meetings. We need brothers and sisters.
所以彼此洗脚是为着身体的好处。
It's for the goodness for the body.
是为着身体的benefit.
It's for the benefit of the body.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。彼此洗脚不是为了我的好处，不是为了你的好处。
It's not for my benefit or for your benefit.
那是为了神的家的好处。
It's for the benefit of the house, the God's home.
为了基督身体的坚贞的好处。
It's for His testimony.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这个主耶稣使门徒的脚这个事情呢，是很重要的。
So it's very important that.He asked us to wash one another's feet.
我们要仔细的来思考神的话。
We need to think about it carefully.
最后主耶稣还加上一句。
At the end, he added one more thing.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。
Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这句话跟主耶稣洗门徒的脚有什么关系呢？
So what's the connection between this word, this sentence, then the, he commanded the disciples wash one another's feet?
好像两回事。
It seems like two different things.
但是主耶稣说，不，这是同一件事情。
But the Lord said, no, this is the same thing.
当我们彼此洗脚的时候，
When we wash one another's feet,
前面说了，我们一面承认耶稣基督是我们的主。
First, we recognize the Lord Christ is our Lord and teacher.
我们也承认我们彼此是弟兄姐妹。
We recognize we are brothers and sisters to each other.
我们都是神家里面的人。
We are the same members in the household, in the
我们也承认彼此洗脚是为了教会的好处。
We also recognize to wash one another's feet is for the benefit of the God's house.
为了神的家的好处。
Is for the benefit of the God's house.
第四点就是这里说的。
Fourth point.
主耶稣说仆人不能大于主人。
He says a servant is not greater than his master.
当我们彼此洗脚的时候。
When we wash one another's feet.
我们就承认我们每一个人都是仆人。
We recognize we are all servants.
无论你有什么大的才干。
No matter how great you are.
无论你有什么大的成就。
No matter how much achievement you have.
我们每一个都不过是仆人而已。
We are all servants.
如果我们是仆人的话。
If we are servants.
那我们为什么不可以彼此的洗脚呢
？Why can't we wash one another's feet？
就是这么简单。
It's simple like that.
我们承认我们不过是仆人而已。
We recognize we are only servants.
我们常以为我们自己很大。
We often think we are somebody.
但是主告诉我们说，我们都是仆人。
But Lord told us that we are servants.
然后他说。
他人也不能大于差他的人。 He who is sent cannot be greater than he who sent him.
我们不过是神所差遣的人。
We are who he sent.
无论我们有多么大的成就。
No matter how great we are.
我们不过是来将神的爱传递给别人而已。
We are only preaching God's love to others.
我们不过是被差遣的人。
We are sent.
既然我们是被差遣的,
If we are sent by him,
我们只能够服从那个差遣我们的人。
We have to obey that who sent us.
既然是主耶稣差遣我们,
Since he sent us,
差遣我们彼此的使者。
He sent us to wash one another's feet.
我们不用研究他为什么要差遣我们彼此的使者。
We don't need to study why he sent us to wash one another's feet.
我们就 尊重那个差遣我们的人来做他差遣我们要做的。We
respect who sent us to do this.
我们感谢我们的主给我们这么详实的解释。We
thank our Lord to give us such detailed explanation.
这段的圣经有17节那么多。This
passage has 17 verses.
好像很长短的话。Looks
like very long.
但是这里面有非常重的一些的真理在里面。
There are very serious truths in this passage.
求主赦免我们常常觉得这个故事好像是儿童故事一样。
Sometimes we often think this is a very the story for Sunday school.
For the children.
For the children.
但是我们觉得我们不是孩子的，我们不需要。
We think we are no longer children. We don't need it anymore.
彼此使脚, too childish.
It's very childish to wash one another's feet.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers,
在主的吩咐的里面,
in His command,
一点都没有这个childish的感觉的里面,
there's no childish at all.
是非常严肃的一些的话语。
It's very serious.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers,
当主耶稣讲完这些话以后,
after He talked about it,
他马上就要被抓,
he is captured.
第二天就要钉在十字架上面了,
he was crucified the next day.
主耶稣知道他没有太多的时间可以谈很多美观重要的事情。
He knew that he doesn't have much time to talk about something not important.
所以主耶稣给他们这么重要的话语。
That's why he gave them this very important message.
而且不单是话语,
not only words,
而且是一个的榜样,
an example as well.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣没有叫彼得, 彼得你洗一洗你的兄弟的脚让他们看看。
He didn't say, Peter, you wash your brother's feet to show them.
主耶稣乃是亲自的来做这件事情。
He did it himself.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣是亲自的做这件事情。
He did it himself.
他是神的独生儿子。
He is the only begotten Son of the God.
他说他从神哪里来，也归到神哪里去。
He came from God, and he will be going to God.
主耶稣知道父已经将万有交在他的手里面。
He knew God has given all things to his hands.
他还这样的谦卑来使我们的脚。
He still did this humbly.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是一条蒙福的路,
this is a blessed way.
这是主耶稣的命令,
it's also His command.
如果我不洗你的脚, 你就与我无份,
if I do not wash your hand, you have no part with me.
是非常严肃的吩咐,
very serious command.
但愿我们将这些话传在我们的心中,
may we remember these words,
在新的一年的里面,
in the new year,
将这些话来 行出来,
so we can do this.
当我们行出来的时候, 我们记得我们就蒙福了。
When we do this, then we are blessed.
当我们彼此使脚的时候,
when we wash one another's feet,
不是我们降低我们的地位,
we are not lowering down our position.
那是主将我们抬举。
But he lifted us up.
我们算什么呢？
What we are.
我们不过是仆人而已。
We are servants.
我们不过是被差遣的人而已。
We are sent by him.
求主啊，帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
请我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。